On the phone with us this morning, we've got Eddie Owens. He's the Marketing Communications Director, United Family Stores. Welcome to the program, Eddie. How are you?
Morning. How are you guys?
Well, pretty good. We were just going to be chatting about the USA. I mean, here's the deal. I mean, you know, we just got the butt prints put into the recliner, and you got to go rearranging the furniture. What's up with that?
Change is tough sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah. All right. Hey, go ahead and tell us what's going on.
Well, you know, Tom, we have been working on this deal for, you know, the renewing of our naming rights literally for 2 years. This is not something that happened overnight. And frankly, it was something that Chancellor Hance wanted to get done before he retired. And that was the urgency thing, because we still had 3 years left on our original deal. We had the rights till 2017. And essentially what this deal does is extends it 10 more years beyond that. So we're now the holders of those naming rights until 2027. So there was that sense of urgency to get it done before the chancellor retired. And the further you get away from 1997, which is when all of this started, we believed the less connection there was between United Supermarkets and United Spirit. And frankly, the United Spirit was the company's marketing campaign at that time.
Right.
That's been long since abandoned. So, from a pure marketing perspective, it didn't make a whole lot of sense to continue that nomenclature, as it were.
Right.
But we also know, and I've, as we talked about a little bit ago, I talk to students at Tech in the classes all the time, and every time I do, one of the questions I pose to them is, how many of you know that the United in United Spirit Arena is United Supermarkets? Half the class doesn't know that. And that's,
wow.
That's current students, you know. That's not people coming into the school for the first time.
But couldn't that be done with, signs, advertising inside the arena?
It will
all
be.
Around there?
It will be.
And not having to change the name. I think that's what some people are upset about.
Well, Laura, here's the thing about that. All of that marketing stuff on the inside is not owned by Texas Tech. That is the property of Learfield Communications. So you pay extra for that stuff. we get very little of that marketing space inside the arena that we don't pay extra for.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me pose something else here, Eddie. As I mentioned to you on the phone a couple of minutes ago, you know, also United Airlines has used the United Spirit phrase, you know, in recent years. So there may have been a little distortion there. My thing is if you're given $10 million for crying out loud, as a business guy myself, I'm sitting there going, just say thank you and move on.
Yeah, I agree, Tom.
So what kind
frankly,
of feedback are you getting from people?
Well, Laura, you know, all of the feedback, not all of it, but the vast majority of the feedback that we're getting is not particularly positive. But we also know that feedback, in this day and age, the day of social media, feedback generally comes from the vocal minority. At least we hope it's the vocal minority. The other thing I think that we need to point out here is AT&T did a similar thing a few years ago when they purchased the naming rights for Jones Stadium.
Right.
Well, you know, AT&T is part of the AT&T Stadium now. So,
well, and they also renamed the law.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So that's the world you live in the business of athletics. The Rawls College of Business will always be the Rawls College of Business. Athletics and athletic facilities are in a unique position because you go through these kinds of things regularly because you can. So it's just part of doing business. And frankly, you know, we had this other issue that's been looming out there for many months now about the Albertsons thing and people afraid that we were going to become Albertsons.
Mm-hmm.
And we felt like, because of that, another factor, another reason that we should do whatever we could to let the people of the Lubbock area know that we're United Supermarkets and we ain't going anywhere.
Well,
and this, to me, reaffirms that commitment.
Well, we really appreciate the donation to Texas Tech for the renovations of the United Spirit Arena, $9.45 million.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
A chunk of money.
Well, and, it is a chunk of money.
And we are appreciative of that. United Supermarkets Arena is just a little harder to say than United Spirit Arena.
we can still call it the USA. Hey, Eddie, listen, man. Thanks.
We can.
Thanks for calling in and sharing with us and kind of giving that perspective. And I will say, as we go away, thanks, $10 million.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, guys. we appreciate the time and the opportunity to tell the story.
Hey, appreciate you, man. It's 6:45. Good morning.